Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high-pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3639, and today's date is May 9th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Gabbard Confirms Hunt and Terminate Op, Clean House, Trump Exposed and Boxed in the Deep State. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see that they are now panicking because, once again, the window of opportunity is closing rapidly. And they're trying to keep the narrative up that tariffs aren't working, prices are going up, this is why the Fed has to hold the rates steady. But in reality, the numbers actually tell a very, very different story. And what people are experiencing, it tells a completely and utterly different story. And what people are experiencing is that prices are coming down. What people are seeing is that energy prices are coming down. And the fake news, they're having a very difficult time trying to explain all this. But they're going to keep doing it until the very, very end because they have to support the position of the Federal Reserve of why they won't cut the rates right now. We need to remember, Trump and the Patriots, they're actually bringing this entire economic system out of the recession that the Biden administration has caused. And every step of the way, as Trump implements new policies and pushes the tariffs and pushes the drilling and pushes his entire economic agenda, you could see the economy is improving one step at a time. And what he's doing right now, he's thinking five steps ahead, because as we move forward, We know that he's going to be removing the income tax. We know that he's going to be separating us from the private central bank. So what you need to do is you got to expose and remove those pawns that might try to stop you. And the only way to do this is to put out information. And I do believe this is why Trump put out the information about, hey, let's go tax the wealthy. Think about this for a second. Just using that little piece of information is going to drive people out to say that is a great idea. But you really got to look at the actions of Trump, because if you go back in time, did he actually increase the tax rate on the wealthy or did he decrease it? What party wants to increase the tax rate on the wealthy? It's always the D's. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And there's a reason why he does this, because as we move to the point where he has to say, okay, let's remove the income tax, he needs to see who's with him, who's against him. And he's doing the same thing with China right now. He put out the idea to see where China is right now, where they sit. And he said, you know something? Yeah, I'll come down to 80% tariffs, but that's not up to me. It's up to Bessent. So, you know, it's up to him. Let's see what happens. He wanted to see what China would do, how they would respond. And this is how you could see the board and see where you are at. It doesn't mean he's going to go through with it. It means that you're testing the waters. And I do believe that's exactly what he's doing. He's preparing this entire economic system to transition into the new parallel economy that he is now creating. And you could see it's getting worse and worse for the central bankers. Remember, his entire plan is to do what? End the endless. And you need to make sure that you have the right people in place to actually do this. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's going on in the economy right now, because it's being reported that U.S. layoffs are skyrocketing. Kobisi Letter put this out. U.S. employers announced 105,000 job cuts in April, the highest for any April in 5 years. Excluding 2020, this was the highest count for any April since 2009. Over the last 6 months, there have been 699,000 job cuts, the most since 2020 pandemic. Job cuts have been particularly high in the government sector, followed by retail and technology. DOGE actions, market economic conditions, and restructuring have been major drivers of layoffs. U.S. layoffs are at recession levels. Now, you have to remember, the entire system was based on the government continually adding jobs. Those aren't jobs that actually help the economy. They do nothing for the economy whatsoever, except take more and more money away from the people, because the people have to pay for those jobs. Do they produce anything? Do they manufacture anything? Absolutely not. Most of them not even in the offices. And what you're seeing right now is you're seeing the transition from government jobs to private jobs. That is the difference right now. And you have to remember, yes, there are jobs that are being lost in other areas. But again, this is due to the Biden administration policies, the Green New Scam and everything else. And yes, there are jobs that are being cut in federal government, and those jobs didn't produce anything. They didn't do anything for the economy. Actually, it's just to keep the numbers alive. So when you're looking at this, it's very, very misleading. I think with jobs, most of these jobs shouldn't even be counted, because once again, these jobs, they don't produce anything. They don't add to the economy. Actually, they're a drag on the economy. But when you really look at the number of jobs that Trump has created since he came into office, he created about 345,000 jobs, and this is all in the private sector. He's not creating government jobs, and this is very, very different. So what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of manufacturing jobs. We're seeing a lot of corporate jobs, and this is going to continue. Actually, it's going to ramp up very, very quickly in the end. Now, Trump, he is going to save the entire country a lot of money, because he is now ending the Digital Equity Act, and he's going to save the people about $2.5 billion. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: I've spoken with my wonderful Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, and we agree that the Biden-Harris so-called Digital Equity Act is totally unconstitutional. No more woke handouts based on race. The Digital Equity Program is a racist, illegal $2.5 billion giveaway. I am ending this immediately and saving taxpayer billions of dollars. Absolutely. And I do believe Trump, as he's continually ramping up his tariffs, making the deals with all different countries, he is now testing China to see where they sit right now and what response they would give if he said, you know something, let's negotiate the tariffs. Maybe we'll lower them a little bit. Now, this doesn't mean he's going to lower them. He wants to see where he stands right now and where China is, because you have to remember, China is feeling the heat right now. And this is what he put out on Truth. 80% tariff on China seems right, up to Scott percent. So once again, he put that little information out. And what did China do? Well, China's commerce minister says China firmly opposes U.S. abuse of reciprocal tariffs. And this just came right after Trump mentioned 80%. And remember, tomorrow we have the U.S. and China there meeting, and they're going to discuss certain things. And Trump wanted to throw this out there because he wanted to see where China sat right now. They wanted to see the mindset. Are they feeling enough heat to actually do something? And at this point, maybe not. But again, this was a tactic used to see where they are. And then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, China should open its market to USA. Would be so good for them. Closed markets don't work anymore. And he's absolutely right. But you could see the deep state players, they're continually trying to convince everyone that the tariffs aren't working, prices are going up, and they're pushing this fake information because they know they only have this small window of opportunity before the entire economy starts to take off and they won't be able to convince the people. Remember, going back to the Biden administration, what did they do? During the Biden administration, they used statistical numbers to convince you that prices aren't going up in the market. Fuel prices are really good. Inflation is fantastic. But people experienced the economy very, very differently. They went out there and said, wow, food is really expensive. Oh my God, I just filled up my car. Look how expensive it is. How come I can't find a job? Why did I just get laid off? People were experiencing something completely different than the statistical numbers. Now they're going to be doing it in reverse. People are going to experience lower prices in the market, lower fuel prices, jobs. When they start to look at getting a new job, they're going to see a lot of jobs that they can choose from. Now, the fake news, they're going to use statistical numbers to convince you that this isn't happening. At least that's what they're going to try to do. But it's not going to work in the end because the statistical numbers do not match up with what they're saying. But Trump, he did put this out and he actually went after MSNBC. And he said, MSNBC is the worst there is on television. Misrepresentation is so far knowingly off in their statement about me and tariffs that it should be considered a major campaign violation. They're nothing less than the arm of the Democrat National Committee, and their untruths are incredible. Real losers, their ratings are down the tubes, but their pressure on them doesn't give them the right to lie and cheat, which he's absolutely right. But again, they're all part of the same system. So yes, they're going to hit back as hard as they possibly can. Plus, the central bank, they want to continually push the narrative that Trump is destroying the economy. Trump, he put this out and said, cost down, no inflation, very different from what the Fed and fake news media were hoping for. Now, the question is Trump right? Are prices down? Are tariffs bringing in billions upon billions of dollars? Are people feeling relief from what Biden had? Absolutely. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, holy smokes, I knew prices were down. I didn't realize it was to this degree. Per CNBC, gasoline is negative 10%, tomatoes negative 8%, lettuce negative 5%, TV, car, truck, rentals negative 9%, dishes, flatware, a negative 11%. I mean, really think about this for a second. Think how low everything is right now. Fish and seafood down 2%, seasoning and spices down 2%, and the list keeps going on and on and on. Televisions down 9%, car and truck rentals down 8.7%, sport vehicles down 7%, major appliances down 5.9%, airline fares down 5.2%, floor coverings down 4.5%, infant and toddler apparel down 4.2%. And the numbers just keep going and going and going. This is what people are experiencing right now. So once again, the deep state's narrative is completely and utterly falling apart right now. And Trump, he did test the water because he needs to be five steps ahead, which I do believe he is, because he knows that he's about to end the endless. And once we get that big, beautiful bill and he needs Congress to do certain things, we need to know who's on his side and who isn't on his side. Some people, they act, they play a role like they're on your side until push comes to shove. And then all of a sudden they show you who they truly are. So by Trump just putting out a little bit of information, he can see who's who. And I do believe this is exactly what he did with this truth. The problem with even a tiny tax increase for the rich, which I and all others would graciously accept in order to help the lower and middle income workers, is that the radical left Democrat lunatics would go around screaming, read my lips, the fabled quote by George Bush, the elder, that is said to have cost him the election. No, Ross Perot cost him the election. In any event, Republicans should probably not do it, but I'm okay if they do. So that's basically what he put out there. And we need to think about this. We need to think about Trump's actions. If he's trying to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service, why would he tax the wealthy? This is what the central bank did when they first came into existence. Remember, this is the narrative that they used. Oh, we're going to tax the wealthy. All the other people don't have to worry about it. Now, by him saying this, what just happened? He can now see who wants to actually really tax the wealthy or who's on the same page with him, because that's really what we're seeing right now. And there are certain individuals that already came out and said, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's tax the wealthy. So Mike Crapo came out and said, I'm not excited about this proposal, but I have to say there are a number of people in both the House and the Senate who are. And if the president weighs in favor of it, then that's going to be a big factor that we have to take into consideration as well. So what's very interesting is that Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley says, you know, I'm for this. I'm fine with what president wants to do, where he wants to tax the millionaires. And there are many other individuals within the Senate and the House that want to do this. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots. I think what Trump just did, he just actually outed and exposed certain individuals. Because again, I do believe moving forward, Trump's main objective is to remove the Internal Revenue Service. And that means those people that are in the poor category, in the middle class category, in the wealthy category, because again, our founding fathers, they never wanted for the government to take the money from the people. They never wanted a private Western central bank. And actually, if you look at the actions of Trump and you go back a little bit in time, he was all for limiting the taxes on the wealthy, because what happens when you limit the taxes on the wealthy? Well, the wealthy then have more money. They can expand their factories because most of these wealthy people, they have businesses. They can hire more people. And if you go back to 2017, and this is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, well, that reduced taxes for many, including the wealthy. The law lowered the top individual income tax rate from 39.6% to 37%, doubled the estate tax exemption, and cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. And what did we see happen? We saw the economy all of a sudden take off. So this is what Trump did back then. Do you really think now he really wants to put a tax back on the wealthy at 39% or even higher? It doesn't make any sense. The only reason he would say something like this is because he's outing those people that are going to block him moving forward, because his entire plan is to end the endless. And you know there's going to be certain uniparty people in there that don't want Trump removing the income tax, getting rid of the central bank, removing their flow of cash coming into them because they launder the money. So once again, you could see with China, with those people in Congress, because you have to remember, we're heading towards a midterm, not this year, but next year. And he's already setting everything up and actually exposing those individuals that might be on board with raising taxes. Because I do believe if those people want to raise tax, do they really want to cut tax then? Not really. Are these people going to then vote against you? Most likely, yes. So I do believe he's already setting it up and preparing and seeing who's who on the board right now. And here's a perfect example. Trump is letting everyone know that he's setting up a crypto reserve and he wants to accumulate cryptocurrency. He wants to change the regulations for cryptocurrency, because I do believe what he's doing, he's preparing for an economy that is no longer dependent on the central bank's fiat currency. We're going to be using probably gold and Bitcoin in the new economic system. And what's very interesting is that the Senate has rejected advancing pro-crypto legislation that supported Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and they did it by 48 to 49. Bessent said senators who voted to stonewall U.S. ingenuity today face a simple choice: either step up and lead or watch digital assets thrive globally. The world needs American leadership. The Senate missed an opportunity to provide the leadership today by failing to advance the Genius Act. This bill represents a once-in-a-generation opportunity to expand dollar dominance and U.S. influence in financial innovation. Without it, stablecoins will be subject to a patchwork of state regulations instead of streamlined federal framework that is more conducive to growth and competitiveness. And I do believe, just from this example right here, we can see that those people in the Senate and those people in the House, if we don't remove certain people, they're going to do the same exact thing when Trump says, let's get rid of the income tax. Let's get rid of the tax on tips. Let's get rid of tax on overtime. Let's get rid of tax on Social Security. When he talks about going after the Federal Reserve and maybe auditing the Federal Reserve or auditing the Golden Four Knox, you know, Congress, those individuals that are completely and against him, who are playing a role right now, they're going to rear their ugly heads and they're going to push back. I do believe this is why Trump right now is exposing certain individuals at this point in time to see who's ready and who's willing to raise the income tax on the wealthy. And I do believe he's going to see those people. He's already starting to see those people. And these people, I do believe, are going to be removed during the midterms as people start to realize that these people are not on our side. Sometimes a lot of people just stay quiet. They don't really say that much. They go along with it until that moment in time when whoever funded their campaign calls them out and says, you need to stop this. Most of these individuals, they are controlled by the central bank because, again, the money laundering goes through these people. They get kickbacks. And once again, you can see that Trump, he needs to set everything up for that period of time because, again, we need full and total control after the midterms, which means we need those people in place so we can actually go after the Federal Reserve and we can end the endless. But what's very interesting is we see more and more businesses, they are now beginning to accept Bitcoin payments for their products. Steak and Shake, they're now accepting Bitcoin payments at all locations starting May 16th, making the cryptocurrency available to our more than 100 million customers. The movement is just beginning, and you're going to see a lot more businesses say, you know something, we will accept the dollar, we will also accept Bitcoin. And this is going to continue, and what's going to happen with that? More and more people are going to use Bitcoin as currency. So what we're seeing as we move forward, we're going to see gold, silver, and I do believe Bitcoin, those are going to be, I believe, the framework of the new economic system that Trump is creating, this parallel economy. Gold, yes, those will be our reserves. That will give everyone confidence in the system. I do believe the currency will be backed by gold. I do believe Bitcoin will be able to use throughout the world where it'll make it very easy for someone to go from the United States to another country where they don't have to change or do anything with their currency because everyone will accept Bitcoin and you'll be able to switch back and forth in the other countries and you'll be able to carry the Bitcoin anywhere you go because it's not really on you. So this is going to make it a lot easier for people. And each country, I do believe they're going to back their national currencies, which will be tied into cryptocurrency with gold to give each country confidence in the system. The people have confidence in their system. So I do believe we're going to see an economy that is going to be structured around these two alternative currencies. And the Federal Reserve, well, they won't have a stake in any of this because they will be removed. They'll be restructured into the Treasury. And the private corporation will no longer exist. And we will no longer borrow the currency from that private corporation. Instead, the currency is going to come in through the external revenue service. And that is going to fund the government. And it's going to make it very, very difficult for those individuals to borrow what we don't have. And if you can't continually borrow and borrow and borrow, it makes it very, very difficult to launder money. It makes it very difficult to, you know, pay for certain things, pay for organizations. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're on their way. And he is now just feeling out who's on what side. Because in the end, he's going to end the endless. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that their time is running out. Think about what Cash has just done, Pam Bondi has just done. They're now sending signals out to the deep state that, yes, we have the information. I mean, Cash, he let it out that there's videos, and also Pam Bondi, of videos of people, adults, having sex with children. I do believe we already knew this, but he also just confirmed that this is happening. And this sent a signal to the deep state around the country and around the world that they do have everything. I do believe that was done on purpose to let them know, yeah, we're coming after you. But again, we need to save the children first. Because remember, there's a lot of different pedophilia nodes out there. You think after Epstein Island, they just all went, hey, you know something, we're done having sex with children. We're going to stop the child trafficking, human trafficking. Epstein Island is closed, so we're done here. No, they set up shop in all different other places. They brought the children to other areas. And this is what Cash and Bondi are doing right now. They're going and investigating and rescuing these children before they bring the hammer down. And Cash and Bondi, they actually confirmed this and sent the message out to the deep state players. Plus, we must have a clean house. So far, we have Cash who said, yes, they are cleaning their house. We have Gabbard now. She has confirmed that they're hunting down and terminating certain individuals that are leaking information. And this is their main priority. They've already found three. They're now looking at another 11. And this is all part of the plan to actually clean everything up. A clean house is very, very important. And remember, we're doing this according to the rule of law, and we have one chance to do this. So we need to make sure that everything is right where it's supposed to be. And think about it. Trump was trying to get Ed Martin to be the D.C. attorney there. And of course, what did he do? He exposed the rhinos. He exposed the Uniparty. And now he realizes, and the people realize, guess what? These people aren't for us. Yes, they might have said, oh yeah, we're all for you. We're going to follow his agenda. Yeah, we love it. But now we see that, no, these people aren't for Trump. They're not for the people of this country. And there's only one reason why you would push back against Ed Martin, because you're afraid of him. You're afraid that he's going to come after you. So what did they do? Well, they pushed Ed Martin into the DOJ, where now he can go after all these people. And then Trump brought in Judge Jeanine to take the place of Ed Martin, which gives him another 120 days, and Judge Boasberg doesn't get to make the choice. So now we have a acting Judge Jeanine in this position. Now, is she better, worse than Ed Martin? Well, I think the deep state players have the same exact problem. So basically what they did is they actually boxed themselves in, and now we have someone in the DOJ who's going to be looking at the weaponization, looking at those people that were paroled. They just screwed themselves over. But again, what else do you expect? This is why you don't interfere with the enemy while in the process of destroying themselves. You let them do what they do best. Remember, the whole point of this is not to just win the election and just go about our everyday lives, and he just reverses a couple of executive orders to make you feel better, and he got rid of the woke, he got rid of everything that Biden put in place. This is about taking back the country and keeping it. Do you really think we can keep it if the deep state system is still in operation? Do you think we can keep the country if the deep state swamp creatures are still in the agencies and the agencies still control what we do? Do you really think we can keep this country if the judiciary is controlling what the executive branch does? Because what he's actually showing you is, look, when you bring in an outsider, you can actually then see the deep state system. They actually show it to you. You see, in the past, when they have an individual that comes in and they're all part of the same system, you don't see them. They're behind the shadows. It makes it look like the president, who's really part of the system, is doing his job. No, it's the system behind the president. When Trump stepped in, you know what happened? The system showed it its ugly head. It showed you what it was. See, Trump couldn't explain it to you. He could have said, listen, you know what the system is? Well, they control everything when it has to do with money. They control where all the money goes. They control all the agendas, all the narratives. They control everything in D.C., around the country. They control the judges. Actually, he could have said, listen, the president has no power whatsoever, because the president can't make any decisions with the swamp creatures, with the system in place. Would anyone believe that? No, people go, that's ridiculous. Doesn't it make any sense? How big is the system? Like, what is the system? What are you talking about? I think people now are starting to see the system, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. And yes, the system goes into the states. Yes, they can control the elections. Yes, they have state-funded terrorists. The system is much, much bigger and much, much more complex than anyone could ever imagine. And this is why Trump took the 4 years to actually go in and take a look at how the actual system functions and where the system gets its power. And I do believe this is what Elon has actually discovered. And this is why the deep state players are so panicked. Remember, Trump and Elon, all they said was, listen, we're going to look at the system and we're going to get rid of waste and fraud. I mean, Bill Clinton did this. Al Gore did this. They got rid of waste and fraud, if you believe that. Or did they actually set the system up so they can actually create the system? And they got rid of all the things they didn't need. Trump, he just wants to get rid of the waste and fraud. Why would they be up in arms in saving money? It doesn't make sense, does it? The only reason they would be up in arms is because they discovered, and they know this, they discovered how the system works. And this is what they're so pissed off about. This is what they're angry about. And this is why they're trying to stop them at all costs. But it is failing. And it's the same thing with the illegals. I mean, these people are committing crimes. They're defending these people. Why would they do that? Unless they're part of the system. Anytime They defend something that doesn't make sense because what they're really doing is they're hiding what's behind that. And that is their system. And this is why with Trump, what he's doing right now, he's making them defend these things that make no sense to we the people. And as they keep defending this, it gets worse and worse because as the evidence comes out, people start to see the truth. People start to see, why would you be defending this person if this person is a wife beater, if this person is a human trafficker, if this person is employed by a human trafficker, if this person's here illegally, if this person's part of a gang called MS-13 and this gang called MS-13 murders people, why would you be defending this person? Because now we have all the evidence that's coming out. It makes no sense. And you can see this is why the D's are now backing off, because Trump, the Patriots, they box them into all this. Take, for example, about the propaganda campaign about the Georgetown scholar, Badar Khan Suri. Well, this individual was detained by ICE, and they tried to, you know, use the words of Georgetown scholar, you know, Maryland man. They always do that, but now you can see that it's all falling apart. No one's buying this. It turns out, according to the DHS, the Georgetown scholar is the son-in-law of a senior advisor to Hamas and was actively spreading pro-Hamas terrorists on social media. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And once again, their entire narrative push saying he's a Georgetown scholar has completely and utterly fallen apart. And when the people see this and they see him, these defending this individual, they say, okay, now the evidence is out there. Why are you defending this individual that supports Hamas, who supports terrorists? Now you're supporting a wife beater, a murderer, human trafficker, a gang member, an individual that is in line with terrorists. This doesn't make any sense. But that's what this is all about. It's about showing the people the truth. And of course, what happens, and Trump knows how they work, the fake news, the D's, they come out and they make up these ridiculous terms. Oh, the Georgia scholar, the Maryland man, the whatever they call them. He knows later, as time goes on later on, as you keep producing the evidence and you keep chipping away at these ridiculous stories, people start to really wake up because people get to digest it. People say, this doesn't make any sense. Why are they continually harping on this? Why are they continually backing it as more and more evidence is being produced? And basically what happens is you box them in and there's no escape from it. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. It's the same thing that's going on with Cash and Pam Bondi. I do believe there's a lot of provocateurs, trolls, those people that are trying to push a certain narrative saying that Pam Bondi is corrupt and they're not doing anything. This is all part of the deep state actions because they don't want you to support the MAGA movement. They want you to turn on these people. And I do believe this is why Pam Bondi and Cash, this is why they came out and said, listen, we handed over the documents to the FBI. And I think this is why they said, there's a lot of children and these are underage children and they were having sex with people. We need to protect them. They put that out there to shake the entire country to its core. Because now those people that never believed it, all of a sudden, a fact was thrown out into the public realm. It wasn't the conspiracy theory saying this. This is the FBI that's looking at the videos, looking at the documentation. They're telling you this is now true. So something happened on that island. What they're doing is they're creating the narrative, getting the people to think. Remember, it's drip, 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 then flood. And James O'Keefe, he came out and he said, listen, I'm going to be releasing certain information. I am not suicidal. I do believe this was information put out to keep all of this floating around in the airwaves. So this way, people start to ask a lot of questions. Karma Patriot put this out and said, well, James O'Keefe didn't really tell us anything that Pam Bondi and Cash haven't already told us. But because of his covert recording, everyone on X is now talking about the fact that the actual videos exist, proving that tens of thousands of little kids were sexually abused by Epstein and others. So I'm guessing that was the mission, to change the narrative and put Epstein back in the spotlight. Drip, 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 then flood. But as I read the comments on X, I'm not real sure what people are expecting. Do they actually want Cash Money to release the videos? Do they seriously think it's a good idea to start rattling off names while children are still missing and being held by these sickos? If so, that's a pretty twisted and extremely short-sighted view of the situation. Thankfully, Cash and Bondi let us know that hundreds of child traffickers were just arrested and that more are coming. Highly likely the arrests and rescues are a direct result of the FBI AG office and Tom Homan digging through the Epstein evidence they have and taking immediate action. Maybe O'Keefe is helping them stir up the waters to bait the deep state trafficker puppets, getting them all in a frenzy in order to push them to the surface and into a trap. All I really do know is this. Bondi and Cash have made it clear that right now their number one priority is finding these kids and getting them away from the handlers and predators. That's enough for me. I have zero doubt that the rest will come in due time. Absolutely. Think about it. All the children, all those underground tunnels, all the things that we know about Epstein Island, and, you know, later on they brought in cement trunks and they basically sealed up the tunnels. Where do you think all the children went? Where do you think all these people went to? Remember, it's not just Epstein, and if Epstein is closed down, you don't think they have other locations? And yes, I do believe they can find out a lot of information from all the Epstein information that they have right now to track down certain individuals and actually save the children. Because if they declassified, they put out the Epstein information, and all of a sudden you saw all the different names in there, what do you think these individuals would do? They would try to cover their tracks as quickly as possible, which means they would terminate their operations in whatever location they're in, wherever underground location they're in. They would remove the children. And when I say remove them, I don't mean, oh, let's bus them over here. They would basically end their lives to get rid of the evidence. And they would close down shop because they see now what is happening. So I do believe what they're doing is they're going through all of this, investigating, trying to find out where all the different pedophilia nodes are, where the trafficking is happening, and trying to save as many children as possible before the evidence is brought out into the open. But I do believe what they're going to do, as we get closer and closer to the midterms, they will be dripping out more and more information, letting everyone know that the conspiracies are actually true. And this is how you actually trap these type of people, these wild animals. You trap them in information, and you release the information to see what they're going to do. Are they going to surface? Are they going to move operations, which makes it very, very noticeable? I do believe this is exactly what they're doing because they need, number one, to save the children. And I do believe, just like Trump said, human trafficking is much, much bigger than anyone could ever imagine because now we have the internet and they have the ability to hide a lot. So all the conspiracies, I do believe, are going to be coming true. And I do believe Cash and Pam, they just let out the first one where it says there's children and the adults were having sex with the children. See, before this, a lot of people can't, you know, they didn't believe it. No, that can't be true. Yes, you might have been looking into it. You might have been studying it. But think about the rest of the people of this country. Most of the people say, really, is that true? And think about it. If they release the names of all the different actors and all the different individuals that are in sports and those people that are in corporations and the politicians and foreign leaders, what do you think would happen? I mean, just think about it for a second. And I do believe this is why they took this path. Sometimes good things take time. And I do believe in time, once we, the Patriots, have all the control, yes, we've voted Trump in. Now he's in the process of dismantling and exposing the entire system that they set up. The system protects them. The judges are part of the system. The attorney generals were part of the system. The FBI was part of the system. The intelligence agencies were part of the system. The secretary of states were part of the system. The attorney generals in all the different states were part of the system. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, solutions and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. State-funded terrorists around the world, a part of the system. It's all part of the system. And yes, include Hollywood, includes the corporations. This is all of their system. The system protects them. Trump has to dismantle the system so the protection is gone. Yes, he won. Yes, he put people in place, but there's a lot more work to do. And I do believe it's getting done at lightning speed. And actually, Tulsi Gabbard confirms all of this. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see those individuals that are coming after Musk because he started, you know, to investigate their system. Well, it's those people that are part of the system. Amuse put this out and said, every day I open my email to a slew of defamatory messages claiming Elon Musk is committing crimes and breaking the law. The NGO sending them uses a company called Mothership Strategies, owned by Greg Berlin, Jake Lipset, and Charles Starnes, write the fundraising emails. Mothership keeps 26% of what they raise for the National Democratic Training Committee PAC in this case. I can imagine a good case for defamation could be made against these folks. Elon Musk, any thoughts? Data Republican? And yes, that is truly the case because, again, the system protects all those people that are in the system. And as it's being dismantled, what do? Well, the system fights back to try to protect these people, and they try to stop those people that are dismantling the system. But can it be stopped? Absolutely not. Nothing can stop what's happening. Nothing. And yes, the deep state players, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to start a war. I do believe the events that they might try, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the only things that they have left are either a cyber attack against this country or some type of nuclear detonation to start war, and maybe having two countries do this. And we could see that's happening out in India and Pakistan. But I do believe India's mission is to remove the state-funded terrorists in Pakistan. Because again, the deep state players, they will try to start a war with another country, and the country that they're in, they will push very, very hard. Just look at North Korea, for example. North Korea confirms that Kim Jong-un supervised missile tests simulating nuclear strikes. Now, where did this information come from? Was this really from North Korea? Or was this brought out via the deep state players saying, hey, North Korea is on track to start a nuclear war? Now, remember, Trump of the Patriots, we know that Trump, he became very, very friendly with Kim Jong-un. He wrote letters to Kim Jong-un. So I do believe, yes, are they trying to start something? But I don't believe it's going to work the way they think it's going to work, just like everything else. And we could see that Trump now, he is now trying to bring the Ukraine-Russian war to an end. And it looks like he's making incredible headway with this. Remember, as he tries to push peace, the deep state players are trying to push back because they don't want peace. And they're instructing Zelensky not to have peace. So every step of the way, this is what they're trying to do. But this is what Trump put out. Talks with Russia, Ukraine continue. The U.S. calls for ideally a 30-day unconditional ceasefire. Hopefully, an acceptable ceasefire will be observed and both countries will be held accountable for respecting the sanctity of these direct negotiations. If the ceasefire is not respected, the U.S. and its partners will impose further sanctions. Thousands of young soldiers are dying on a weekly basis, and everybody should want it to stop. I do, and the United States of America does. As president, I will stay committed to securing peace between Russia and Ukraine together with the Europeans, and lasting peace it will be. This ceasefire must ultimately build toward a peace agreement. It can all be done very quickly. I will be available on a moment's notice if my services are needed. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And he's also, I'm saying Trump, he's also looking at Russia and China to assist in all of this. Now, Russia is already helping, but I do believe they want China to get involved right now to help calm the situation down. And I do believe in the end, we are going to see peace because as the deep state players lose power across the globe, it's going to make it much more difficult for them to keep the wars going. Because again, if you're not getting the funds and they're drying up, and it's not just the funds where the deep state players launders the money through the different NGOs and the different agencies, it's also the tariff funds that they're receiving in the different countries, because it's very, very lopsided. So as this is all being shut down, we're going to see the deep state players, they're going to have a very, very difficult time trying to keep the war going, because if you don't have the money, and if you don't have the ability to purchase the weapons, send the money, how do you keep the war going? You can't. And this is the problem. This is where Ukraine is going to run into the problem, because once again, they're not getting what they got before. And if they just depend on the European Union and the deep state players out there, well, it's going to be very, very difficult because the laundering money is drying up very, very rapidly. Actually, basically what you can see Trump and the Patriots are doing, they're actually choking the deep state players, and it's becoming harder and harder for them to keep Ukraine, the war there, going. And eventually, they're going to fold. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we know that now Hegseth, he can order the Pentagon to start kicking out transgender troops. And if they do not elect to leave on their own by June 6, that's exactly what he's going to do. Because you have to remember, the Supreme Court ruled in the favor of Trump where they can now remove the transgender troops. And again, these people need to go through psych evaluation, and most of these people would not be able to survive on the battlefield. And that is the main reason here, because once again, if you have mental problems, you're not going to be able to function. That means if you can't function, you're going to harm the rest of the people around you who are fighting. So I do believe this is a very, very smart move, just like it's a very, very smart move where RFK right now is coming out, letting everyone know that the reason why we're seeing all this sickness, everything that's going on right now, is most likely because of the pharmaceutical companies. Autism Capital put this out and said, RFK Jr. says the following, 70% of the pharmaceutical products in the world are sold to our country. We only have 4.2% of the world's population. We are the sickest country in the world, and pharmaceutical products are the number three cause of death after cancers and heart attacks. What does that tell you? And wait until they tell you what the food is doing. Wait until they tell you what the vaccines are doing in regards to autism and other sicknesses. It's almost like with COVID. Actually, I think COVID really woke up a lot of people, and they started to realize that these vaccines, they don't really help us. Actually, they hurt us. And a lot of people started to turn on vaccines. And you can see the pharmaceutical companies, the fake news, the D's, and all those people that get paid to protect the pharmaceutical companies, they're panicking right now because payday is coming to an end. Remember, the pharmaceutical companies and everything else, it's all part of their system that they developed. Yes, they infiltrated everything. They infiltrated our elect. And you could see the individuals that they have brought in. All you got to do is look at Colorado. Remember, Colorado, the House just passed a radical transgender bill that makes misgendering discriminatory act, takes children away from their parents who dead name or misgender, pushes gender ideology in school. And what's very interesting, Libs of TikTok put this out and said, these are the people responsible for passing Colorado HB 251312, which would consider misgendering a form of discrimination and take into account in custody hearings to potentially take your kids away. They always look exactly how you expect. And basically, it's the transgender community. And you could see this is infiltration from within. And once again, you could see that this is what they were trying to do to this entire country. And now the country, they have woke up. The country now is fighting back. And we're going to take back it all. Remember, when Trump says he wants to return the power to the people, it's about removing the power from the system that the deep state players set up and returning it to the people. So the people then are represented. The people then are benefited from it. The people then control what's going on, not the deep state. And this is what has to be completely and utterly dismantled before we go after the deep state players. And this is why Trump is taking this path. Yes, he got his people into the head positions of a lot of these different agencies, but that's not all it is. It's much, much larger. This is why they're called the entrenched enemy. This is why it's been very, very difficult for past presidents, outsiders that came in, where their mission was to remove the deep state. This is why it was so difficult to do, because they set up a system where no matter what you do, you just can't dismantle it that easily. All right, I got rid of that one agency. Oh, crap. There's 20 other NGOs. What are they doing? Oh, wait, there's USAID. Wait a minute. There's another agency. Well, let's get rid of these people. And look what happens when Trump goes after the system. The system says, no, you can't do that. The system says, oh, no, you can't remove these people. The system says, no, you're not allowed to, you know, look for waste and fraud. You're not allowed to look into our computer systems. That's what the system's doing right now. And this is what Trump is up against. This is what he's fighting against. But I think in the end, he's going to win. He's letting you know the executive branch is now taking back the power from the system. He has to fight the system and show the people how we must take it back, because according to the Constitution, he has this power. But the system has taken the power away from the executive branch. He's taking it back now. That's the fight you see happening right now. Yes, he's also exposing the system, but he's in the fight now to take that power back into the executive branch. Because right now, the power is outside of the executive branch. And I think Trump and the Patriots proved it to everyone. He's proving it every single day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the National Weather Service is on high alert, and both federal and as well as state law enforcement agencies are investigating recent threats made against weather radar facilities operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The threats are said to have been made by a group calling themselves Veterans on Patrol, described as an anti-government militia located in Arizona and led by a self-proclaimed Christian nationalist and conspiracy theorist Michael Lewis Arthur, who believes that the NWS Doppler weather radar system are being used as a weather weapon against the people of the United States. The militia has since sent threats to several radar sites across the country while publicly encouraging attacks against the facilities. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, no militia is going to attack certain things in the United States. It sounds more like the deep state players that want to start something. And this is very, very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out, because once again, it's almost like Antifa coming into a town saying, yes, we're again, anti-government. We're not anti-government. We're anti-deep state players. We don't destroy our own things. We don't blow up buildings. That's not how it works. Actually, if you go back to the founding fathers, when they were fighting the British government, and remember, the British owned the colonists. They governed the colonists. The colonists didn't go around, you know what? We're going to show the British a lesson. Let's go blow up all our businesses. Let's light the town on fire. Why would we destroy our own things? We'll dismantle them if it's proven that it is some type of weapon, but we're not going to go and blow something up. It doesn't make any sense unless this is a deep state operation. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the new pope was elected, and this individual is the first American pope, which is very, very interesting. And a lot of people are putting out the different past tweets and retweets from Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost. And these tweets show that he condemned Trump, he condemned J.D. Vance. It looks like he might be liberal. And the people are like, oh, here we go again. But again, go back to the time that J.D. Vance actually said stuff about Trump. Sometimes when you're put into a position, maybe a different position like Pope, maybe this changes your view. But what's very interesting is that Charlie Kirk started to look into this, and Turning Point started to look into this, and it says, our Turning Point action team pulled the voting history for Pope Leo XIV. He's a registered Republican who has voted in Republican primaries when not living abroad. Our data shows he's a strong Republican and he's pro-life. And then he said the counter-argument is he tweeted criticism of J.D. Vance and Trump immigration policies and climate change. But the New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan said he thought the new U.S. pontiff, Pope Leo, will seek to build bridges with all world leaders, including Trump. So that's very interesting. Jessica put this out and said, here's to hoping Pope Leo XIV takes after his previous namesake. And this is from Pope Leo XIII. It is clear that the main tenet of socialism, community of goods, must be utterly rejected, since it only injures those whom it would seem meant to benefit, is directly contrary to the natural rights of mankind, and would introduce confusion and disorder into the commonwealth. The first and most fundamental principle thereof, if one would undertake to alleviate the condition of this masses, must be the inviolability of private property. Now, I do believe he took this name for a specific reason, and we'll have to see how that plays out. Cynical Publius put this out and said, Pope Leo XIV, if you think you know what kind of pope he'll be, you do not, good or bad. Give it a rest. Catholic history is full of examples of popes who were expected to act a certain way when elected, who then went 180 in the opposite direction. St. Pope John the 23rd is an excellent recent example. This is not some newly elected congressperson or local dog catcher. This is the Pope. The rules of the American political prism do not apply. Being Pope changes a man. The weight of the leading the world's largest Christian religion and the calling of God means all bets are off. He could be another narcissist, anti-God, disaster like Bergoglio. He could be another transcendent figure like St. Pope John II. Nobody knows for sure right now. So give the man a chance. And I do believe Trump is giving him a chance. And I do believe, let's see what happens. Because, again, he's the first American pope. And let's see what happens. And once again, he did vote Republican in the past. But, again, we will wait to see. But you can see what Trump and the Patriots have done here. They have now boxed in the deep state players and exposed the rhinos once again. I do believe every step of the way, Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be exposing those people that are not on board with the MAGA movement, who are the leftovers of the old regime. Remember, we are now removing the old guard. And we could see every step of the way, Trump now is bobbing and weaving and exposing these individuals. This is what Trump put out. Ed Martin has done an amazing job as interim U.S. attorney and will be moving to the Department of Justice as the new director of the Weaponization Working Group, Associate Deputy Attorney General, and Pardon Attorney. In these highly important roles, Ed will make sure we finally investigate the weaponization of our government under the Biden regime and provide much-needed justice for its victims. Congratulations, Ed. Oh, it seems like the deep state players just screwed themselves over. Data Republican said the following. Tom Tillis is a disgrace, a weak, unqualified puppet for the NED and the USGLC, with zero military backbone, who sabotaged you not for wrongdoing, but for asking the one question that terrifies the regime. What if their January 6th narrative is a lie? That alone was enough to trigger their panic, because truth is dangerous to institutions built on lies. We the people are the judges now, not the bloated, crumbling institutions desperately clinging to their illusion of legitimacy, not the unelected elites in think tanks, CIA backrooms, or NGO war rooms. Their post-Cold War regime change at any cost doctrine has killed hundreds of thousands, shattered entire nations, and unleashed suffering across the globe, all while pretending it's about freedom. We see them. We name them. Congress, media, academia, intelligence, NED, so-called democracy, NGOs. They are not guardians of peace or democracy. They are lazy, bought, and openly destructive. Their time of immunity is over, and their reckoning is coming. And she's absolutely right. And look what Trump has just done. He's just moved Ed Martin into the DOJ. Will Chamberlain says the following. Oh, you won't confirm Ed Martin as D.C. U.S. attorney because he was too nice to the January Sixers? Fine. I'll make him the pardon attorney so he can ensure that everyone gets a pardon. Also, here's Judge Jeanine. Don Jr. says congrats to Ed Martin and Judge Jeanine. Ed Martin put out a post and says, Eagle unleashed. And the eagle is unleashed. And like we've been saying before, Trump now, he just announced that Judge Jeanine Pirro will be appointed interim United States attorney for the District of Columbia. And this is going to give her 120 days. And once again, yes, she has to get confirmed. Actually, Ed Martin does not have to get confirmed for the DOJ. He will just go right in there, start his work. Judge Jeanine has 120 days. And it looks like all these individuals still have the same problem. Actually, I think it's a little bit worse. It's Judge Jeanine. So they just made everything worse because now Ed Martin is going to be investigating the weaponization. That's his job. And Judge Jeanine, yeah, she's still going to go after all these people. So did it work out for Tillis and others? Absolutely not. But again, as we know, we need to clean house. We need to make sure that everything is in order and there are no sleepers. There's nothing there. And Tulsi Gabbard, she was being interviewed by Matt Gaetz, and she confirmed this week that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence is actively pursuing 11 separate internal investigations into classified intelligence leaks meant to sabotage the Trump administration from within. She said, the actions that we're taking, unfortunately, there continue to be significant leaks coming out of the intelligence community. Not only my organization, but the CIA and others, again, by those who are very directly trying to undermine the agenda and actions of Trump. Once again, the president, who was elected by the American people with an overwhelming mandate. The way that we start to end this is by bringing about transparency and accountability. In these cases, we conducted our own internal investigations. In three cases, we referred them to the Department of Justice. As you know well, Matt, sometimes, or historically, we could refer things to the Department of Justice and they would sit on a desk somewhere or get lost in the paper shuffle. And you end up having to wait and you wonder, well, is anything ever going to happen? But this time it's very, very different. And it's not just her agency, but most of the agencies, they're doing their own type of internal investigation. Because again, if we don't have a clean house, how are we going to bring people to justice? If we don't get rid of the NGOs, the agencies, the judges, the entire system, and make sure that the people are safe, because once we go after these people, you know, if they have the ability to create some type of event, they will. Trump, the Patriots, they're shutting it all down right now. Give them some time. They just came in, and this is a very big system. Think about the number of people they have to go through. It's not like you walk into office of 10 people or 20 people going, all right, let's check them out. Let's see who's there. I mean, you're talking about the FBI. You're talking about over 35,000 people. You're talking about the DOJ. What do they have, over 70,000 people? Think about all the other agencies. They have a lot of people. Remember, the deep state did this on purpose. They bloated the agency so big, so it would be impossible to clean out and actually expose all the sleepers. They did this on purpose. That's part of their system. It's not just because they wanted to spend and they wanted to bring people in. They wanted to make sure they had backup for backup for backup. So if you got rid of someone, guess who took their place? They were sitting right next to them. And if you got rid of that one, there was another person that took their place. They're all sleepers. They're all waiting to be activated, but they're all there. This is why we have to clean house first. But the other thing that's really interesting, and every day that passes, people are starting to realize that the elections, They're not secure. They're ripe with fraud. And just think, the other day, a postal worker was invested. Attorney General Ken Paxton, he arrested many, many people doing the things that the deep state, the DEs, the fake news said never happened. And the other thing that's very interesting, and Amuse put this out, after the security of some Smartmatic's electronic voting machine was questioned, Democrat billionaire Reid Hoffman secretly met with Smartmatic CEO agreeing to pump $24 million into lawsuits to silence Fox and Newsmax and anyone else who questioned the company's tabulator security. The company kept the meeting secret from the court and the defendants. Now, the question is, why would they have to pay all this money to keep it a secret so no one questions it? Because it's their cheating system. You only do these things when you're covering up a real crime. And the cover-up always gets you in the end. So I do believe as we move forward, yes, Trump has all the information. They have all the leverage they need. They see all the classified information. They're going to continually to box in the deep state players. They're allowing the enemy to do what they do best. Because again, in the end, what do we got to do? We got to clean house and we got to expose the system. We got to expose all those individuals that pretend they're on the side of MAGA where they really aren't. We have to expose the D's because the midterms are coming up. We need to have full control of all the agencies. We need to dismantle all the NGOs, dismantle the agency, dismantle the ability for them to launder the money. We need to dismantle the source of their funding, and we need to take control of the House and Senate. Now, Trump, he has the ability to wipe out the system using the executive branch power. Of course, the system is going to fight against them because they believe they're the executive branch, but Trump will continue to fight and he will win. He's depending on we, the people, to take care of the House and the Senate. Now, he's going to bring out certain information to help the people make this decision and expose these criminals. But in the end, he needs we, the people, to primary these people and vote these people out, which I do believe is going to be done. So during this period of time, the first part of it, the first half of Trump's 4 years, I do believe this is now the clean out phase. And they're going to clean out the agencies and expose the fraud, the waste, and then expose the kickbacks, expose who's on the take, expose the system. And soon the system won't be able to function. And as Trump continually writes executive orders and removes those people and those NGOs and those agencies, it's going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to reverse this because there won't be any agencies, there won't be any people. And when he finally removes the source of all the funding, which is the Federal Reserve, this is when everything comes to a screeching halt. So I do believe this first part is exposing, clean out, getting everything prepared for what is about to happen. And what's going to happen? Justice, accountability, retribution. Oh yeah, that is coming. And just watch this all play out. Enjoy the show. Why can you enjoy the show? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit Reliable. rxstore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is reliable. rxstore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high-pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind.